Period 1. Activity 3.
Which way now? So you're in grade 10, a year of hard work and important choices. Should you take the academic route, or should you follow the vocational route to become a carpenter or a nurse, perhaps? If you lived in Germany or France, things would be organised differently. There you would continue with most of your subjects until you graduated. However, the Palestinian system offers choices, and these must match your interests and abilities. If you choose the right group of subjects, they'll carry you towards the right career. Choose badly, and you'll become bored and do badly. With careful thinking, that shouldn't happen. If it did, you might leave school with weak qualifications and a future in a dead-end job. It would be a disaster. So, start thinking now. Some people may say you should become a doctor or an engineer because they are good jobs. Don't listen. A job will only be good if it is right for you. And remember this. People are respected if they do their work well, whatever their jobs. Think carefully. What do you like and what are you good at? Sciences, perhaps? If so, the academic route may be right, and you could become a scientist. Or you may enjoy working with your hands outdoors. If so, you might become a builder or a farmer, and you will need the vocational route. If you take the academic route, you'll enter either the scientific or literary streams. In one, you'll mostly do maths and sciences, and in the other, you'll study subjects such as history, Arabic, and English. Then you'll be able to apply to university or college and specialise in just one or two subjects. With the vocational route, you may go on to vocational college. There, you'll specialise in practical subjects like office or technical skills. Whatever route you choose, be determined to be the best you can. In today's competitive world, you'll need to be.